That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 14th day of June 2023. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance for all of these years. We're still the voice of the Christian resistance, and tonight we have as our producer, we always say don't rile Kyle, he's at the board. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
All right, we're ready to roll tonight, and now we're going to start off with a couple things. First, I want to say, tomorrow they're going to celebrate the life of Larry Moore. He was my barber for many, many years, and the folks out there locally here, he's going to be at the Methodist Church in Middlefield, or that celebration is going to be, not Larry. Larry went home to be with the Lord. And that's at 14999 South State Avenue in Middlefield, Ohio. Again, that's the Methodist Church at 14999 South State Avenue in Middlefield, Ohio. And then we have, I wanted to say, Wendy Wilson was scheduled to be with me tonight, but Wendy can't because she can't see. She's had, as you know, problems with her retina, and so it's going to get better. She's going to be back up and at it, I think, in a couple of weeks. And so, but we need to keep Wendy in prayer. And if you, I know a number of you wanted to send her a card, you can send it. The address that you would send her, if you want to send her a Get Well card, would be Post Office Box. That's a Wendy Wilson, Post Office Box 1355, Post Office Box 1355, Newton. That's Newton, North Carolina, 28658. That's Newton, North Carolina, 28658. That's, again, Wendy Wilson, Post Office Box 1355. Newton, North Carolina, 28658, 28658. And just if you want to send her a card, I'm sure she'd appreciate it. We expect her back in a couple of weeks. Also, Pastor Joe Larson, Joe is going to be in for two very serious surgeries. And like Wendy, Joe won't be able to see for several weeks after his surgeries. I don't want to really go into it, all of it, because it's complicated. But if you wanted to send Joe a card, you can send a card. Just send it to the church. If you want to send Joe a Get Well card, because he's a private person, just send it to the church at Doers of the Word. Attention, Pastor Larson, Doers of the Word, 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, and 44065, 44065. And if you're listening out there and you wanted to send us a contribution, we could use it. We weren't able to. We missed out on that $50,000 from Salem because we weren't able to make the goal. And so we really would like to go back on some of those stations we had to go off of. And we, where on some stations we're not far from being able to do that, but if you wanted to send Joe Get Well card. And if you wanted to send a donation to the radio ministry, I know Joe would appreciate it too. And again, just send it to Pastor Joe Larson at Doors of the Word Church, or just Pastor Joe Larson at 14781 Sperry Road, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065, and we'll make sure he gets it. All right, why don't we get back into the message tonight? Boy, do we have a lot to cover. We really do have a lot to cover tonight. The title of the message was The Rapture, Types, Shadows, and Prophetic Truths Immutable. Types, Shadows, and Prophetic Truths Immutable. And now the reason I'm doing this, one of the things that really brought this on is all the people that are asking me about the rapture. How soon is it going to take place? And then there's others that are somehow think that there will be no rapture. And the Bible doesn't stutter. It's pretty clear. So I'm giving you what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but I'm telling you what the Word of God teaches. I've been studying it for 50 years, so I know somewhat about that. And so we started out by giving you types and shadows, how the Lord will show you what he's going to do. We went all the way back to the flood of Genesis. We went then to Sodom and Gomorrah. And then we went to the Exodus when he took Israel out of Egypt. And all of those were types. He showed you in each case how he took his people up and out, and took them up and out while down below his judgment was coming upon the earth. And so then we went to the purpose of the tribulation period. God does everything. He has a purpose for everything. And we started with the nation of Israel, and that's to prepare Israel for her king. And it was a purification period for the wife of God. Israel has not been purified. She has not been brought to repentance. And we took you over to Ezekiel 36, verses 17 through 33, and shows you how it's not for Israel's sake at all, but for God's own name, that he is going to purify and take one-third of Israel through the fire. And then we also showed you that in Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, and also in Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Now, tonight we're going to pick it up with the purpose of the tribulation to judge the people living on earth, to judge the people living on earth, the heathen nations, those that refuse Christ. Now, there's a whole lot of scripture, but I'm not going to go through the whole lot of scripture. You could preach an entire message on that alone. But I will give you, if you're listening and if you're taking notes, I will give you some that you can write down. And that would be Revelation 6:10, Revelation 11:10, Revelation 14:6, and Revelation 17:8. But tonight, we're going to start with Revelation 13 and go verses 8 through 14. And here we start in verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Okay, in other words, all that are not saved will worship the Antichrist. Now, if any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Now, here the first beast comes up out of the sea. He comes up out of the sea. Now, whenever it refers to people coming out of the sea, referring to Gentile nations, when it's ever it's referring to the sea, he's talking about Gentile nations. Now, the second beast here comes up out of the earth. And here, that means that always refers to Israel. Now, that doesn't mean he's an actual Jew. It means he's supposed to be a Jew. And so, but it would be an apostate. And a deception would be great. A lot of people misunderstand this. They don't understand that the Bible is very factual. and it does things the same way. And so here, now he's talking about this, the second beast is the false prophet, And you might actually say he's kind of like the minister of religion, if you will. And it goes on to say, and I held another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And here, and he doth a great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And again, what you're looking at here is lying wonders, and he's deceiving. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beasts, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword. Now, they get their power. The Antichrist, the first beast and the second beast, both get their power from Satan, from the dragon, Satan. Now here, this is an interesting thing, because let me read this again. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they must make an image to the beast which he had the wound by his sword and did live. Now, you're probably going to say, when he said making an image, even today I've noticed over the years, especially when we were very active out in front of the bloody abortion mills, we used to go out and we would have rallies, and we would have Operation Rescues, where we would have sometimes several hundred people, and we'd come out to those bloody, bloody, bloody abortion mills, and we'd shut them down. We'd surround them with people. And often when I would go out, I would speak at these rallies. I would speak. And usually I would have, just about all the time, some really good intention, sweet little old Catholic ladies who would come out, and they would have their little statues that they would take with them. And they would bring these little statues, and they would tell me, you know, if they pray to these for protection, these little statues. And I would tell them, those statues couldn't, you can pray to them till the cows come home. All they are, they're made out of wood and metal, and they can't hear a thing. And you really shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't do it. It's really idolatry to do that, okay? But they didn't understand, because they were brought up being able to pray to the statutes of things. And so here, when he talks about this, that reminds me of another thing. Now, he says here, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of these miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had wound by a sword and did live. Well, that word sword simply means a weapon, a wound by a weapon. A sword is the word there used, means weapon. Now, this brings me to when Obama, and I've often said, because for many, many reasons, if you were to ask me today to pick the best candidate for Antichrist, in other words, I would tell you Barack Hussein Obama for a lot of reasons. in fact, his name being in Scripture in more than one place, a lot of reasons that I would refer to Barack Obama. But anyhow, now I'm not saying he is the Antichrist, but I'm saying if I were to go and take the characteristics of the Antichrist out of the Bible, Barack Obama would fit it better than anybody I know. Now, here, during his coronation, when he was put into office there in D.C., at that time, I was there in D.C., and going down Constitution Avenue, every, I don't know, maybe 75 yards, you had these vendors, and these vendors would have these plaques. Many of you know about it because you were there too, and I was with some other pastors, and we looked at that when those packs, and here you would have, if you're holding it in front of you, it's about 14 inches high and about, I imagine, about 18 inches long. And if you're holding one in front of you, starting with the left-hand corner, I would say, let's say, at 4 o'clock, you started out with Abraham Lincoln. And then at 10 o'clock, you went to John F. Kennedy. And then at 12 o'clock, you went to Martin Luther King. At 2 o'clock, Robert F. Kennedy. And then at 4 o'clock, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, you say, well, what did the first four all have in common? They were all four assassinated, and they were all four killed with head wounds. Now, here, why would Obama? Well, the opposition, the devil, likes to sometimes show you. They often like to show you what they're going to do. And so here you had these four who were killed, and now you have Barack Obama. Now, folks, if you see or hear that Barack Obama gets killed with a head wound and then is revived, well, then you pretty much know who he is. Now, here, the interesting thing is those plaques were in every black barber shop around the country. Everywhere you went, they were in there, okay, hanging in there. And not just barber shops, other places too. They were selling them like hotcakes. Now, when I got a hold of that one and I was looking at it, you know, because they had them there, you could pick it up and they'd let you look at it. I showed these other pastors. I said, what do you see here? Do you understand what he's doing here? And they looked at it for a minute. Oh, yeah. He's telling you who he is, isn't he? I said, that's what it looks like to me, okay? Whether he is or not, the Antichrist Obama apparently maybe felt that he was. Remember that he said, I am the one who you have been waiting for. I am the one who I've been waiting for. And so he was referred to as Messiah by a number of his followers there. And so here, in fact, like I said, his name is in Scripture. I'm not going to go, we've gone through that many times over the past. And so here now, as we go on, he says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, today with AI, you can look at this. They actually now are having AI, artificial intelligence. There's actually an apostate church where they have an artificial intelligence pastor up there preaching. This is pure evil. Right from the pit of hell. This is right from the pit of hell. In fact, folks, you know, if you count the number of a word, and we're going to get to this here in a minute, but we take a look at the 666, and you'll find an interesting thing how it's related to the letters AI. Now, here again, this is going to appear that this is going to be life, but it's not life like we know it, okay? This is going to be, something that's, again, dark, satanic hierarchy. And then he goes on to say, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and on their foreheads. And no man can buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, to count the number of a word, one would simply total the numbers of its individual letters. So here now, in other words, this name of this man, even through other languages, even though other languages don't follow this system that we have, the New Testament Greek did, and should normally be easy enough to translate any certain name into its Greek equivalent, and then to add the correspondence numbers, i.e., AI in English would become Alpha Amda, Alpha Amda in Greek. Now, in Greek, the equivalence for the number value of 31 in about 1 in every 10,000 names, about 1 in every 10,000 names would add up to the number 666. And so here, that kind of explains that. But now we just took a look at the purpose of the tribulation here. As we just see, this is to judge the people on earth. To judge the people on earth. Now, after saying that, I want to say this, that it would be a total contradiction of the very relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, for the church to be punished with the unrepentant lost world. This is absolutely no purpose of the church in the tribulation. And so we're going to take a look at, starting tomorrow, we're going to take a look at the rapture of the church, what the Bible teaches about the rapture of the church, and then we're going to take a good look at all of the places, the many, many places in God's Word, the Bible, that tells you that the church is spared from the wrath of God. All of those places in Scripture where it tells you that the church will not, absolutely will not go through the tribulation period. So there you go. Now, we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to take a little look at something that I have in the past had some knowledge of it. And this is something that was taking place in Antarctica. And even some years ago, and I mean, I'm talking 30, 40 years ago, we did some research, and back then it sounded completely like, I mean, just over the top and like something like nobody could possibly ever believe. Now, that was probably 30, 40 years ago. Today, with everything that's happening, it's not quite that way. It's pretty much nowadays. There's so many things that we could have never even thought about before, but it's happening today, like the total collapse of morality in America. We knew things would be bad. I had Saturday a judge call me, a very well-known judge call me, and he told me, he said, over 30 years ago, there was a certain pastor on the radio that was telling us about all the things that was going to be coming. And he says, a lot of people thought that pastor was a little bit screwy, but now all of those things, everything that he had told us about, has come to pass. And he said, Pastor, he said, you were right on. He said, you were right on. And we'll never doubt you. We will never doubt you again, okay? And because we told you about how things were going to be, and as they are today, and we're talking about 30 years ago, we told you that we were going to be, there was a move, and unless the church woke up, unless the pastors woke up, unless the pastors could find the courage to stand and fight like men, that we were going to be taken over by communism. And we told you about what they would do. Now, we never thought about the transgender. We were not on top of that transgender thing. And we weren't on top of people not knowing what a woman was. And now you've got something is so crazy out there today. We'll be talking about some of that later. Some of the new Trantifa. This is another new strange thing. But we'll be back right after this and pick it up from there.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil?
Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. America, America, once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. This land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
Alrighty, we're back, and that was Open Up Your Eyes, America, America, we've been telling you. And that fellow there, that's Carl Klang. Boy, he could see it coming. And Carl was quite an artist. I mean, a real artist, and quite a songwriter. And boy, I'm going to tell you, his songs are so up to date today. And this, and you hear his playing. He's now, we have several different CDs, and it's hard to keep them in stock because we do send a lot of them out. And we were getting, believe it or not, people have interest in CDs we made 30 years ago that they got 30 years ago, and they're wearing out. And they can't play on all the CD players. Things have changed quite a bit now. And so we're getting called for us to remake some of the old CDs, and I think we're going to do that. But we're going to make another brand new one. Meanwhile, the songs you hear, like that one there, we have many of them on CDs. And we ask for donation of $25 or more to get that CD to you. And so now and again, if you are, if you're destitute and you'd really like one, but $25 is hard to come for, give us a call. We'll see if we can do that. We have sent out many of them to people for no charge at all that have destitute. But anyhow, we could use your help. And boy, those CDs, the only place you can get them is right here with us. Anyhow, I wanted to go before we go into this next clip, and with what's happening today, you know what? I think I'll wait on this. Let's do this. Go ahead and play the Antarctica clip. And folks, like I said, we haven't been able to verify all of this, but some of it we did years ago. Go ahead.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up...
Folks, we're having a little bit of technology problems, but now we're going to try this all over again. We're going to try to reboot and see if we can get it to come. Wouldn't you know, the devil hates this radio program. He really hates this radio program. And I know he's not very fond of me, for sure. But we're going to try it again. And, you know, and the reason I say that is so many things that happened to us out of all of the different programs on the stations, and all the stations we're on, it only happens to us, only to us. It doesn't happen as far as equipment failures and things that happen. And there's a reason for that. We're not compromised. I often have people ask me, Pastor Sanders, you tell it the way it is. You don't stutter. Why aren't other pastors doing that? Well, some are. I know quite a few. In fact, quite a few, but even that, they're a very small percentage. Truth is, the vast majority of pastors, one, are not saved. Two, many of them don't have courage. There's a total dearth of courage, and that's the reason. But I praise the good Lord for every single one of the pastors that have some backbone and some metal, who will stand up and tell it the way it is. So we're going to try this all over again. Alrighty.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. In 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out Nazi base New Swabia and other Antarctica bases. On his way back to the U.S., Admiral Byrd told...
Ready? Okay, we're not going to be able to do this. We're having... I don't know what's happening there, but it's, it played before we went on the air. It played perfectly, but it's not playing that way now. And so we're going to pray before, because at the second hour we have another clip, and it's a very, very important clip, and we want to pray that we don't have the same problems with that again. It seems like it's always us that have these problems. But anyway, I wanted to say this a couple of things. And this will apply to later on as we go in. You're seeing what's happening today with Donald Trump, what's taking place. I want to go to Proverbs chapter 17, and we've read this many times here, but he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abominable to the Lord. Now, that's everyone that justifies Joe Biden. We have a completely, it's completely and totally corrupted Department of Justice. Merrick Garland and this Jack Smith, they're totally corrupted, folks. You have absolutely, you have no reason at all to recognize any legitimacy coming out of that department. That those departments are corrupt, corrupt to the bone. And so you have no obligation to give them any credibility. In fact, it would be wrong. It would be a sin to do that. I just read this. He that justifieth the wicked, he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of what is called mainstream media, there is not one, not one single credible journalist at any of those, and all of them combined, not one credible single journalist. They're hacks. In fact, according to the biblical definition of a whore, they're media whores. They're media whores, okay? They're not one single credible journalist at NBC, ABC, CNN, NPR, PMS, NBC, none of them. Now, he tells you in verse 23, a wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. That's exactly what the Biden crime family has done. They've taken bribe after bribe, bribe after bribe after bribe. Now, here's this one is for you, Joe. 25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Well, I'm sure, Joe, by now you're getting a little bit tired of trying to stick up. You've got your own problems for Hunter. And then I want you to read these verses here. Chapter 18, verse 17. Now listen to this. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searches him. In other words, the first to plead a case, and this is what Jack Smith and the very, 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 very corrupt Department of Justice and the completely corrupt Department of Justice has done. They've pleaded their case with President, the legitimate President of America, Donald Trump. But now he says this here, until his neighbor comes. In other words, and his neighbor says, all right, now you're going to hear the other side. We're going to take an examine. But it says the first to plead his own cause. And then we get a whole different story when you take the second look at it, the other side of it. And that, I believe, is going to happen here. They're scared. The deep state, these corrupt people, Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, they are scared to death. They know they have committed many, many crimes. They've committed high treason against America. High treason. And they know that if Donald Trump gets back into office, then he's going to go after. And Hillary Clinton, who may be the worst of worst. Hillary, I mean, even Jezebel would have called her corrupt. Hillary, she said, I heard her say it, if Donald Trump gets back in the White House, we're all going to hang. She knows that she's as guilty of more crimes than you can shake a stick at, folks. But here again, the lot causes contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. In other words, when justice takes place, there will be peace. When justice takes place, there's going to be peace. Now, I by no means think that Donald Trump was the perfect president, but I can say this, in my lifetime, he was one of the two best in my lifetime. And I've been around for many of them. He actually did what he said he would do. And here, he was betrayed like David had Ahithophel and his own sons to betray him. Donald Trump went in there not knowing, first time he ever held office, never held an office before, and he was surrounded by the deep state. These are people that, and who are flatterers. The Bible warns you about the flatterers. They will come, but they will put a dagger in your back. They're the betrayers. Now, Donald Trump had Bill Barr. He had Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Matt Romney, Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, Mitch McConnell, and Lindsey Graham. At one point, and a lot of people say, wait a minute, Lindsey Graham seems to be behind Trump. Don't trust Trump. If Trump knows, Trump knows, he better know. I hope he knows. He can't trust Lindsey Graham. He's a part of the military-industrial plank out there. The military-industrial complex. I wouldn't trust Lindsey Graham as far as I could throw him, folks. I'm not saying this to be mean. I don't hate Lindsey Graham by any means. None of these people do I hate. But the fact of it is, it's what they've done, okay? We've seen them. I've listened to all of them talking, and I've seen the betrayal. I've seen them say one thing to Trump's face and then another thing behind his back. And Lord's willing, at the top of the hour, we're going to play a piece from Tucker Carlson, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. And so here, and in my opinion, look, if the completely corrupt deep state and those people I just mentioned, if they fail to destroy Trump, if they fail to destroy him, and by the way, folks, you need to take this personally. All of you people out there that voted for Trump, when they stole the election, they stole what belonged to you, too. They stole your vote. And these people will turn on you. They will betray you. They will remember what communism teaches, that betrayal. If you can betray someone, especially of significance, that adds to your, and get away with it, it adds to your stock within the collective. This is the Antichrist system. And so here, I believe that if they fail to destroy Trump, that they're going to, one by one, they will roll over on each other. They will cop a plea. They will. All of them will say, look, I'll roll over on this one, I'll roll over that one to cop a plea to get some leniency or to get immunity. You'll see that happen. There's no honor, there's no integrity with these people. None at all. And so, anyhow, I'm going to do some rapid... by the way, I wanted to say this too. Wendy Wilson, as you know, Wendy Wilson won't be able to see for a while. But they're still taking orders over the apothecary herbs. And it would help her, I think, greatly for you folks. She's having a 25% off Father's Day sale. That's 25% off until after Father's Day. And it would help her right now in her time because she could use it. She's, like I said, she's had a tremendous amount of pain, that painful with the situation that she has. But her phone number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And she's having a 25% off sale, and it would be a good time to, or you can go up to the internet and thepowerherbs.com, and she carries some of the very top of the line actual medicines that cure the ailment, not just treat the symptoms. So anyhow, I know, because I've been taking her stuff for years, and they're good, and they work, high quality. Okay, I'm going to do some... rapid deployment of some things. Oh, by the way, did you know Hillary Clinton, folks, I heard her say it. Hillary Clinton is an actual witch. When I tell you she's an actual witch, she is an actual witch, and she heads up a witch covenant. And now I got that directly from her bodyguards and from her handler, okay? And so, anyhow, this actual witch had just come out, and she's talking about a mega people that supported Donald Trump and Christian patriots. She's referring to Christian patriots as cultists. If we believe in God and country, in the American way, freedom, the Constitution, Hillary Clinton says we are cultists. So there you go. I thought you needed to know that. And by the way, I wanted to say this real quickly. There's another very, very strange thing. You know, recently, you know, women can marry themselves. This is another thing from the left. Remember, these the folks, it should be fairly easy for us to defeat these idiots, okay? You know, where, and they've been doing this as another new part of the lunacy of the left, where women marry themselves. But now, today, you've got this other called Trantifa. Trantifa are these women who have been taking testosterone treatments, trying to become men, and they're becoming criminally insane. They're becoming raving maniacs, okay? Screaming and attacking people. They're trying to be men, and they become criminally insane, folks. So, just... And this is why so many people wonder how soon, how close are we to the rapture? Is it going to take place? I don't know. But I can tell you this. I all of the things, that, in my opinion, nothing has to happen yet before it does take place. And I can tell you it will take place. It's imminent. And so I wanted to very quickly go through some rapid lightning rounds here. Watch Trump attorney as he turns the tables and obliterates sniveling Clinton crony George Stephanopoulos during an interview on the sham Trump indictment. Stephanopoulos melts down. You ought to have seen this guy. This attorney really just turned him every which way but loose. Far left ABC. And folks, again, remember, they do not have one credible journalist. Not one, okay? Not one. Here, news anchor George Stephanopoulos attempted to corner Trump attorney Jim Trusty during the interview, and that was last Friday. And it went horribly wrong when the host went into meltdown mode, as reported by the Daily Caller. A Gateway pundit, readers know, Stephanopoulos is a former communist advisor who once served as Bill Clinton's communications director before entering the media. He has carried the water for the Communist Party ever since. And he started his inquisition by trying to get Trust to agree that Trump committed crimes. Trusty did not fall for the host trap, though, and completely turned the tables on him by pointing out the actual serious crimes committed by Obama Biden, who happens to be one of the most wicked men in America. Now, and speaking of that, let me go to pure evil here. Pure evil. Joe Biden creates new LGBT, this lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer coordinator to address the growing threat that book bans of porn book in schools poses on society. Okay, let me read this again. He is saying, well, let me just read the article. For years now, Democrats have been pushing pornographic cartoon books into American. Several of the books include drawings of children and adults in sex acts. Some of them have, I've seen some of these, they show sodomites, you know, Democrats. More and more Democrats are becoming sodomites. Shows them having sodomite sex in these cartoons, and lesbian sex too. Chelsea Clinton happens to be a huge fan of porn, and here, in the past 2 years, several states have voted to remove these books from the classrooms. They believe children should not be exposed to pornography in grade school and high school. On the public dime, they should not be exposed to pornography for any reason at any time. Now, Now, this infuriates the Democratic Communist leadership. Joe Obama Biden actually came out and said that if you are opposed to giving these little children pornography, if you are opposed to doing that, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. This man is evil, evil to the bone, okay? So on Thursday, he, Joe Obama Biden, announced he was creating a new position to ensure children are exposed to pornography. The White House has announced a new coordinator to address the growing threat that the book bans pose for the civil rights of students. So Joe Obama wants to make sure you cannot ban the pornography and you cannot get the pornography away from the little children. This man is wicked. This man is evil. He is an antichrist, according to his own daughter. According to his own daughter, he's a pedophile. And folks, and again, like I said, you won't hear any of this. You won't hear any of this on the very, very, very corrupt government, the Communist Party media, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, NPR. You won't hear any of this. There is not one, not one credible journalist at any of these places. Okay? They call themselves the narratives now. You know, they don't call themselves, they call themselves journalists. They're not. Others call them, there's another name referring to them as the, something to do with the narratives. But anyhow, there are no journalists there. Not one anymore. Another article here very quickly. According to the Biden regime, Americans who do not salute the sodomite flag and celebrate Juneteenth are extremist, Russia-loving, sodomite-bashing white supremacists. Do you hear that, folks? According to Biden, if you will not salute Biden's sodomite flag, Joe Biden's sodomite flag, then you are a MAGA extremist, a Russian-loving, sodomite-bashing white supremacist, right? So saluting the American flag, wearing a T-shirt, bearing it, or carrying it around during a peaceful protest now associates that person or that group with white supremacy and straight people who hate blacks, gays, immigrants, according to the extremely hypocritical left. Peace, love, and God are now dirty words as the Biden regime pushes for war, hate, and atheism in order to accomplish their main goal, installing communism from sea to sea, not so shining seas. Okay, we're coming up to a break, and when we come back, I'll introduce the clip, and let's pray before we even do that, that it'll go off all right. We don't need to have another failure tonight. So are we close to that break? All right, so it's a countdown. We're about 30 seconds away, and probably by now it's about 20 seconds away. And then normally, when it gets down to about 10 seconds, okay, they count them off for me. You probably can't hear them, but I can hear them. Okay, so here you go. You ready? It's like 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap, and the sound of me not doing dishes, and the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.